Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, episode number 180. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today to challenge you, encourage you, exhort you, and yes, if you will, motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ, even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time. We believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. First of all, it's just in you once you get truly born again and saved. They just need to go and do it. Go and do it. Just obey Jesus, the great commission, the great commandment, and go and do it in love. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is John 3:5, which reads, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. Again, Jesus prefaced a further affirmation with the statement that guaranteed its certainty. Entering the kingdom and seeing the kingdom seem to be synonymous terms, though the former may be a bit clearer. There are several views of the meaning of being born of water and the Spirit. The verse and its context contribute much to our understanding of this difficult phrase. Whatever its meaning, born of water and the Spirit must be synonymous with being born again or from above. Glory be to God. And being born of the Spirit. Since Jesus used these words to clarify the process of the new birth for Nicodemus. Second, the definite article translated the before Spirit is absent in the Greek text. The English translators have inserted it to clarify their interpretation of Spirit, Greek pneuma, as the Holy Spirit. A more literal translation would be simply born of water and Spirit. We'll pick up here next time in regarding this verse in the Soul Winning Podcast. Beloved, our soul winning quote for today is from D. Elton Trueblood. He said, evangelism is not a professional job for a few trained men, but is instead the unrelenting responsibility of every person who belongs to the company, yea, the family of Jesus Christ. Go ye into all the world, by the way, to preach the gospel is not a suggestion, it is a commandment. If you notice when God and Jesus, when they speak, and they're telling their people to do something, they speak in the language of commandments. They don't make suggestions. Have you ever noticed that? God does not make suggestions. Jesus does not make suggestions. They're not giving you a bit of advice. They make commandments. This is why Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So the flip side of that, if you don't love me, you will not keep my commandments. Our soul winning devotional is part 45 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism with Dr. Robert E. Coleman. Delegation, follow his method. The plan of Jesus is even more specific to his disciples in his instructions to find some friendly person in each town they visited and live there as long as they continued their evangelistic work in the area. Into whatever city or village ye shall enter, search out who in it is worthy, and there abide until ye go forth. In effect, the disciples were told to concentrate their time on the most promising individuals in each town. Who would thereby be able to follow up their work after they had gone. This was to receive priority over everything else. In fact, if they could not find someone who would take them in, they were specifically instructed to shake off the dust on their feet as a testimony against them. It would be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. This principle of establishing a beachhead in a new place of labor by connecting with a potentially key follow-up leader is not to be minimized. Jesus had lived by it with his own disciples, and he expected them to do the same. His whole plan of evangelism depended on it. And those places that refused the disciples' opportunity to practice this principle actually brought the judgment of utter darkness on themselves. Expect hardship, and this is very key for you to understand, because if you engage in the business of soul winning, witnessing for Christ, you will have hardship. The devil will fight you. Family members will fight you. Other people will fight you. That's just the way it is while you're trying to pull others out of the fire. The fact that some people would refuse the disciples' ministry only accentuated Jesus' warning of the treatment they could expect to receive. Beware of men, for they will scourge you. Yea, and before governors and kings shall ye be brought for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. This was only natural, since a disciple is not above his master, or a servant above his lord. The rulers had called Jesus Beelzebub, and those of his household could not expect any less abuse. This was to say again that his way was contrary to the accepted pattern of worldly wisdom. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. This was to say again that his way was contrary to the accepted pattern of worldly wisdom. Therefore, they would be hated of all men. Nevertheless, Jesus told them to fear not. God would never desert them. And though their witness could endanger their lives, the Holy Spirit would enable them to meet emergencies. No matter what happened to them, Jesus assured them that everyone who confessed him before men would be remembered before his Father in heaven. Glory be to God. One cannot help being impressed with the realistic way that Jesus never let his followers underestimate. One cannot help being impressed with the realistic way that Jesus never let his followers underestimate the strength of the enemy. Please understand this, people. Nor the natural resistance of self-serving people to his redeeming gospel. Please, please allow me to repeat that. This is very, very apropos. This is very timely. One cannot help being impressed with the realistic way that Jesus never let his followers underestimate the strength of the enemy, nor the natural resistance of self-serving people to his redeeming gospel. The disciples were not looking for trouble. Indeed, his admonition to them to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves underscored the need for propriety and tactfulness. But in spite of all their precautions, the fact remained that the world was not likely to receive the disciples with favor. When they faithfully preached the gospel, they were sent as sheep in the midst of wolves. In the midst of wolves. Folks, out of over 180 episodes, all of them have been important. But the day we're living in right now, I would have to say this is right at the top of the list. Please take heed. Obey the Great Commission, but understand it's going to be hard. You're going to have opposition in your own family. You're going to have opposition in your own church. You're going to have opposition from the government. So proceed, but understand is going to be hard. Beloved, in our next episode, we will look at delegation. Expect hardship continued. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for this time together with soul winners. And Lord, we thank you for one man who tunes in every time an episode comes up in McDonough, Georgia. And I don't think he has missed, and he's a pastor. I don't think he has missed one. And there are many others, Lord, who are soul winners from their heart, and they know what to do already. They just need a little encouragement to keep on keeping on for you. So, Lord, we pray that you'll raise up more soul winners around the world. And as the old saints used to say, they can get one if they want one by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, because you will help us to win souls for you if we are faithful in our witness. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that this is no easy road, as Ian Majors said in his book so many years ago. But Lord, help us to be faithful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.